From the Mercy One studio, John Leonetti in the Morning is underwritten by Golden Rule Heating and Cooling, Bell Construction, Five Suns Naturescapes, and Blessman International.
Well, welcome in, everyone. John Leonetti in the Morning here on Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM. We're streaming online at iowacatholicradio.com and everywhere you are on the free Iowa Catholic Radio app. Thank you for joining me today, friends. We've got a great show here on this Thursday for you. March 4th, Deacon Randy Keel joining me coming up here soon for our weekly segment on the first and or second reading for this Sunday. At 7:25, we'll have your Maroon Moment, followed by in the second half hour, Catholic Women Now, our segment there, previewing that show. 7:45 today, Katie Prejean McGrady is going to be on, an international Catholic speaker, author, and now radio host on Sirius XM. She's got a daily show from 2 to 4 now, which is pretty exciting. But she's still going with Ave Explores and doing some great work for them. We're going to talk about Catholicism Around the World, a podcast series that they are doing. So this is going to be kind of cool. Also on the show today, have 10 powerful saint quotes to ignite your Lenten journey to holiness thus far, just in case that flame's kind of going out a little bit or getting a little tired of it, or maybe you're tempted to sneak in that Diet Coke that you decided to give up. Not that that's happened to me here. But anyway, if all that's happening, we've got some saint quotes to try to get that burning tight again. Mark Amadeo, news and sports, weather straight from the desk of TV 13 meteorologist Megan Selwa, your saint of the day. Jimmy will have your traffic, and that'll make a strong Thursday showing. Let's get to it. Deacon Tony Valdez, let's offer our day to Almighty God.
God, our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all our thoughts, words, joys, and sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus and the Church, pray for us. St. Joseph, her most chaste spouse, protect us. Amen.
Amen. Let's go to Mark Amadeo now. News and sports.
News and sports with Mark Amadeo.
Hello, sir.
Well, good morning, John. Happy Thursday to you.
And
how are
you
on this beautiful day?
Doing just fine, my friend. Having a great time. Already. Early morning for me.
Yeah, the weather person was wrong yesterday. Did you know that?
I did not know that, but it did get up to about, what, mid-60s?
It close, lower 60s, but they only predicted a high of like in the upper 50s, and it got to 63 here in Des Moines, 63 degrees on Wednesday. So
it was nice. I'll take that.
Yeah, it certainly was. Hmm. Sandals out yet, sir?
No, not yet. Not yet. I got to find them. All packed away.
Got to find them. Yeah. That's awesome. That's awesome.
That's it.
If you notice when you're driving, I've been noticing this the last few days, driving on those east-west streets, the sun line is now almost directly on your sight line. So be mindful of that. Sunglasses and your visor will help, but also a clean windshield inside and out will help. But the sun glare is going to be right on the streets of the east-west avenues. And if you're going faster, you really need to be able to see. So be mindful of that here in the next few weeks, John.
That'd be a good idea. You know, I got to wait till most of this snow actually melts to get the car washed, because, you know, there's still some little bit of water and slushy and sludge all out there. Not crazy, but, you know, it's got salt in it. So
right,
that'll get my windshield nice and squeaky clean when that happens.
We had a nice tip from our mechanic. My wife had to have, I think it was her struts replaced because they were rusting out, and her car is not that old. And he said, if you don't do that underbody when you go to a car wash, you know, some people do the handheld car wash, that's fine, but you got to get the underbody done. And boy, did that ever raise a flag with us. So
nice.
Get that underbody done when you get your car washed, even though it's going to rain the next day, it's good to get that out. So I'd start now, John, if I were you.
Well, my car's doing pretty good right now. I brought it in. I had a low tire, and so I bring it in. Of course, I walk out with four brand new tires. That's the way I work.
And that solves that problem.
Goodness.
And three others.
Yeah, I can't say no. But it had been a while, from what they say, for the tires, so I just trust them. And they were showing me a piece of paper. They could have just printed it off right then and there, you know, someone else's piece of paper. I trust them. But no, they're running fine. Everything's going well.
If there's any business out there that want John Leonetti to walk in and market, be a marketing tool, that would be...
I have an inherent trust.
My gosh.
I trust them.
You walk in for a low tire, yeah, and you buy four.
I got four brand new tires.
I'm still trying to figure that one out.
I guess they're nice, too. My wife, she did a double take. What are these? I said, I don't know. They put new tires on my car.
Yeah, you signed the form right where they told you, right where they pointed. Yes. Sign here.
That's the way
four
I roll.
Tires.
The way I
That's
roll.
Awesome. All right. Hey, John, enjoy those four tires, new tires today when it gets up into the upper 50s again.
Oh, they're good. Believe me.
All right. From the WHO TV 13 Weather Desk and meteorologist Megan Selwa, currently in Des Moines at the Mercy One Studios, we have mostly clear skies, beautiful sunrise, and we have some patchy fogs. So you might see hazy-like conditions, too, so be mindful of that. 33 degrees, an east-northeast wind at 6 miles per hour. Be careful. We did have some refreezing go on last night, and yes, those sight lines on those east-west streets, you'll need sunglasses and some patience, so be mindful of that. And hey, today begins the Girls' State Basketball Tournament semifinals. So all the teams that won on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday will start their semifinal trek beginning today, and I think the first games are around 10 o'clock, so be mindful of traffic around Wells Fargo Arena. But they're going to have a beautiful day to be in town. Mix of clouds and some sun today here in central Iowa. High of 58 degrees. East winds 10 to 15 miles per hour, so a little bit breezier than yesterday. Tonight, partly cloudy. Overnight low of 29 degrees. Then tomorrow on your Friday, partly cloudy and dry, high of 55 degrees. And on Saturday, partly cloudy, a high of 59 degrees. And Sunday, a high of 64 degrees with partly cloudy skies. We have some pretty good weather moving through here in the next several days. In the news on this Thursday morning, well, as the corona pandemic loosens its grip, Iowa's three public state universities are unveiling ways to hold in-person graduation ceremonies this spring. Now, news releases from both Iowa State University and the University of Northern Iowa tell how they're developing plans for modified commencement ceremonies. The University of Northern Iowa says graduates will be allowed to bring a limited number of guests, and ceremonies will be live streamed for those who can't attend in person. Iowa State and University of Northern Iowa say all graduates and guests will be required to wear masks and be socially distanced, and some events may limit the number of people who can attend. The University of Iowa is still working out details of its plan, but does plan to offer an in-person option for commencement. Today's sports report is brought to you by Big Red Q Quick Print and women's college basketball yesterday afternoon in the Big Ten. It was number 10 Indiana defeating the Iowa Hawkeyes 89-80 in Bloomington, Indiana. Dowling Catholic alum Caitlin Clark, a freshman at Iowa, led the Hawkeyes in scoring yesterday with 32 points, 5 rebounds, and assists. Big 12 play last night, Iowa State defeated Kansas 83-53 in women's college basketball. The Cyclones now improve their record to 16-9. And tonight, it's men's college basketball in the Big Ten, Big 12, and Missouri Valley Conference. We'll start with the Big 12. Iowa State on the road tonight at Texas Tech. Tip off at 6 o'clock, and it'll be televised on ESPN Plus from Lubbock, Texas. Big Ten play, number 5, Iowa hosting Nebraska. They'll tip off the late game tonight at 8 o'clock. That'll be televised on the Big Ten Network from Carver Hawkeye Arena. And in Missouri Valley Conference play, it's the Missouri Valley Conference men's basketball tournament that gets underway in St. Louis today. And Northern Iowa has the first game. They're the number 7 seed. They'll play 10th seeded Illinois State. They'll tip off at 8 o'clock, and that'll be televised on ESPN Plus again at the Missouri Valley Conference men's basketball tournament in St. Louis. Today there's no Dowling Catholic varsity sports or activity scheduled, and our next high school basketball broadcast on Iowa Catholic Radio will be this Wednesday, March 10th at Wells Fargo Arena in downtown Des Moines. The boys Class 4A state basketball tournament first round game between 5th seeded Dowling and 4th seeded Johnson. It'll be the third time these two teams meet. Pre-game at 9:45 next Wednesday. We'll tip it off at 10 o'clock, so join me and Mike Swain for the call from Wells Fargo Arena next Wednesday. Once again, from the Mercy One Studios in Des Moines, currently we have mostly clear skies, some patchy fog in the area, 33 degrees right now, an east-northeast wind at 6 miles per hour, and today we'll see a mix of clouds and sun, a high of 58 degrees with east winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. And this has been your Iowa Catholic Radio News, Weather, and Sports on your Thursday morning. John Leonetti Show coming up, Jimmy Olsen, and he has your morning traffic report. I'm Mark Amadeo.
Iowa Catholic Radio News and Sports. Year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports is underwritten by Construction Professionals, Dental Associates, Kemen, Mercy One, the Catholic Tuition Organization, and Ashworth Vision Clinic. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio. Traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Things are looking good for us as we start off this morning. No major delays, and we are accident-free. Again, lots of traffic downtown this week with the girls' state basketball tournament, so just keep that in mind if you're heading downtown today. That's traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Jimmy. Let's go to Deacon Randy Keel right now. Good morning, Deacon.
Good morning, John.
All right. We have the third Sunday of Lent, Exodus for reading number one. The second reading, we're looking at 1 Corinthians. Which one are we going with?
I need to stick with Exodus, first reading, Exodus chapter 20.
One of my favorite books of the Bible, just kind of a rip-roaring adventure.
You know, isn't it, though? It is, you know, if ever you want to go on an adventurous journey, I mean, just go back and redo Exodus, and you'll never see it the same twice.
Yeah, it's really interesting.
It just keeps revealing and revealing and revealing. And it was really kind of fun studying out this portion because, you know, folks, as we're talking about this for this Sunday, it, you know, this is commonly called the Ten Commandments or the Decalogue. We know it also as that term, a moral code written out in phases of ten, which is a Decalogue. Decalogue is also another word for the canon of Scripture. So we have a whole package here together. But, you know, a couple of things I found interesting, John. First of all, I want to share just a teeny little snippet. When, you know, I was raised in the Catholic Church, then went away and went into a different religious world for quite a number of years, a quarter of my life. Maybe, well, that's if I lived to be 100. 25 to 30 years of my life. But when I was in seminary or Bible college, I asked the teacher, now these Ten Commandments are different than what I grew up. He said, oh, you grew up with the Catholic kind. Those are all wrong.
Oh.
Those words got imprinted on my heart, and they did two things. A, they helped lead me astray, but B, they never left me with a question. I stayed with a question mark for all those years about that comment. So it was good when I came back to the Catholic Church going, okay, what does Scripture say about these commandments? And it's not that the Catholic Church was wrong or they were wrong. It's actually that these commandments, these words of God, are written a little bit differently in different portions of Scripture. And here we have the Exodus portion. This was not the first time that the Israelites heard these spoken. This was not the first time that mankind heard these words spoken. Just think of these thoughts. These following laws that came out, they weren't invented at Mount Sinai. But for the most part, it was simply clearly the definite laws laid out by God that were already written in the heart of man since the time of Adam. It says, you know, for example, it's wrong to steal, it's wrong to murder, it's wrong to covet, not primarily because these things are sins and are forbidden by the commandments, but they're forbidden by the words of God because they were previously forbidden in the conscience of man, as God's conscience was put into the man that he created. The nature of these things are contrary to the nature of God, and we were created in the nature of God. These are the things that are not living in the nature of God, therefore they are not to live in us. When we break a commandment, we are stepping outside of the natural order, the nature that God put inside of us that reflects him, the image of God. It's not that my eyes and my skin look like him. The image of God is the moral and life-living nature of God expressed through the Decalogue or the Ten Commandments. The nature of things and the nature of things, this is God. It's also been well said by C.S. Lewis. I want to just give you a quote by C.S. Sure. Lewis. He said, in The Abolition of Man, he explained how certain things are universal morality wrong among all men. He gave concrete examples of how cultures in the past were able to agree on the basics of morality because these principles are implanted in the heart and mind of mankind. There are no cultures in the world that see that murder is good, that kindness is bad. All cultures of the world agree that murder is wrong, kindness and good is good, and they agree that honesty is good. Man cannot have necessarily any woman. people are not to covet, and they agree that stealing is wrong and that justice is good. There's no culture in the world where cowardice is good and bravery is bad.
Hmm. This is
so when we think of it, is fascinating.
Because what we're saying here, what you're saying here, is that these commandments were not created. They were discovered, if you will. So they were just kind of already there, brought to the forefront, and almost kind of formalized.
They were formalized. It was there was no shakarooski that was supposed to be going on when he came down the mountain, but there was to be conviction.
Mm. I like it.
He came down and he saw the disorder. He saw it, right, as he's coming down the mountain, and he gave the proclamation of what God had revealed to him. Then after he spoke this, if we go just a few verses further than what this Sunday expresses, the people said, we don't want to hear directly from God. We need you to be our messenger, because they knew we are not worthy to hear directly from God. We need a paraclete. We need one who goes before us. We need one who stands in the breach between us and God. So therefore, Moses went back up to the mountain and actually had more revealed to him by God in those moments back to him that he took back to the people.
There's an interesting line in that first reading as well, when he says, "For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, inflicting punishment for their fathers' wickedness on the children of those who hate me, down to the third and fourth generation, but bestowing mercy down to the thousandth generation on the children of those who love me and keep my commandments."
We're still a part of that.
Yeah, and I should also say, you know, we understand this, friends. This is not that God inflicts punishment for the sins of someone's father onto other generations. But I think another understanding of this, or the intent here, is that sin can, I don't want to say replicate, but sin it causes a ripple effect. That insofar
it transcends.
As it does transcend, and I can hold on to, you know, send someone else, you know, my kids, their kids, you know, almost kind of like breaking, you have to kind of break out of that cycle, because, you know, you grow up and struggles and difficulties. So this isn't to say that God is, just want to make that clear, punishing people because of their prior generations, but that's what sin does. I mean, sin just doesn't ever stay still. It just continues to ripple out.
And John, in my profession as a psychotherapist,
I was thinking of you right there.
I think of so much how the one of the theories that I follow as a theorist in my work, by a man named Ivan Borzhenyashky, don't ask me to spell that, is it's phrased the multi-generational transmission of dysfunction.
Yeah,
that's a psychological way to say the sins pass from generation to generation, because we will either emit holiness and transcend that downward, or we will either emit sin and pass that on downwards. But we've been given through the graces of the sacrament of the church the opportunity to not only cease them, but also to be cleansed and absolved of the consequences of those sins in our living generation, in who we are today in this world. And that's why we have the opportunity daily to receive him so that we are cleansed, as well as to go to reconciliation to be fully absolved.
Amen, my friend. Deacon Randy Keel, everyone, with your first reading, Exodus. Make sure to pay attention this Sunday. Would you give us your blessing, Deacon?
Almighty God, we pray for you and your words to be a living Decalogue inside of us, so that we are continually framed in the image of you, not in the image of the world and its corruption. We pray with this in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Deacon Randy Keel, everyone, have a great week, Deacon. Thank you.
Thank you, John. Bye-bye.
Oh, always knocks it out of the park, friends. All right, coming up second half hour, we're going to have Katie Prejean McGrady and Julie Nelson. They're going to be on. And in the second half, or when we come back, Pope is going to be going on a very special trip coming up tomorrow, and he's going to need our prayers. If you haven't heard of this trip, many are excited, but there are some experts that are very nervous. We're going to have this for you coming up when we come back. John Leonetti in the morning, right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. It is a Thursday. And thanks to Five Sons Naturescapes Landscape and Design, Catholic veteran-owned family, the Pew family. Five Sons Naturescapes Landscape and Design, listeners for a long time, serving families all across Central Iowa for a long time as well with outdoor landscaping and design. 493-1060, FiveSonsNaturescapes.com. That is FiveSonsNaturescapes.com.
Thank you, Confluence Brewing Company, for underwriting Christ is the Answer with Father Ricardo and for your support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Father Ricardo is featured daily at 11 a.m. Monday through Friday. Confluence Brewing Company is located off the bike trail south of Grays Lake, confluencebrewing.com.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and John Leonetti in the Morning is provided by Blessman International. Blessman International partners with volunteers and donors to provide sustainable programs for children in South Africa by leading 12-day all-inclusive experiences, sharing the heart of Christ with vulnerable children in South Africa. Teams are forming to do something significant in an African child's life. Learn more at blessmaninternational.org. Thank you to Blessman International for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio.
Is it time for a new roof? Then it could be time for you to get to know Bell Construction. Bell Construction is a roofing company entering its 30th year of business. They specialize in residential re-roofs, light commercial jobs, and have the experience to meet all of your roofing needs with personal service. With Bell Construction, the owner will come to your home or place of business in person to inspect and ensure the quality of work that you deserve. They pride themselves in working with you on a personal basis and making sure you are satisfied. Bell Construction, 515-963-4494.
Hi, this is Father John Ricardo, and I want to thank Caldwell Parish Funeral Home and Crematory for underwriting Christ is the Answer. Losing a loved one, as we know, is never easy, and it can leave you feeling lost and even hopeless at times. But Caldwell Parish helps ease that burden by sincerely caring both about your loss and about your faith. Caldwell Parish Funeral Home and Crematory is Des Moines' only Catholic-owned and operated funeral home. Their number is 515-276-0551 or online at caldwellparish.com.
Support for programming of Catholic Women Now partially provided by Farm Bureau agent Cindy Schulte. Cindy Schulte on the web at cindyschulte.com, 515-226-2111. Cindy and her team know health insurance.
This is Matt Wilkham, Executive Director for Iowa Catholic Radio. Thank you so much for your generous support during our Spring Carathon. Because of you, the love and truth of Jesus Christ will continue to be proclaimed throughout Central Iowa and beyond. As a result, lives will continue to be transformed. Matching dollars are still available. Give us a call at 515-223-1150 or donate online at iowacatholicradio.com. Thank you.
No man.
Well, perhaps you have heard about this, but the Holy Father is going to be leaving tomorrow for Iraq. He departs for Baghdad, sent a video message to the Iraqi people saying that he was coming to Iraq as a pilgrim of peace. Now, as I said, you know, I mean, there's always concern when the Pope travels, but there's been some experts and people weighing in that, you know, we really need to double down on the prayers for the safety of the Holy Father, especially during this time, and we want to, and he has asked us to pray for him as well. He says this, he says, quote, "I am coming as a pilgrim, as a penitent pilgrim, to implore from the Lord forgiveness and reconciliation after years of war and terrorism, to beg from God the consolation of hearts and the healing of wounds," the Holy Father said. He said, quote, "Yes, I am coming as a pilgrim of peace, seeking fraternity and prompted by the desire to pray together and to walk together, also with our brothers and sisters of other religious traditions, in the steps of Father Abraham, who joins in one family, Muslims, Jews, and Christians." Pope Francis expressed his desire to see his, quote, "dear brothers and sisters in Iraq and to visit an ancient and extraordinary cradle of civilization." That's coming from Catholic News Agency reporting. The Holy Father, again, leaving tomorrow for Baghdad. He said, "It will be an honor to meet," I thought this was really inspiring. He said, "It will be an honor to meet a martyr church." Honored to meet a martyred church. "Express gratitude to Christians in Iraq who have witnessed to their faith in Jesus Christ in the midst of very hard trials." He says, quote, "You still have in your eyes the images of destroyed houses and desecrated churches, and in your heart the wounds of affections left behind in abandoned houses. I would like to bring you the affectionate caress of the whole church, which is close to you and to the tormented Middle East, and encourages you to move forward. So again, the Holy Father tomorrow will be arriving in Baghdad. We want to pray for him. Because again, you know, they've really gone through some tumultuous times, as he says, of war and terrorism. You know, it's never fully gone. And so we want to pray, one, for his safety, but two, that when he does go there as the pilgrim of peace, as a penitent pilgrim of peace, that there is true peace that he can bring. You know, that when the Pope travels to a place, when the Pope goes to a place, the whole world really is watching. And especially, you know, very important places. You think of St. John Paul II, you know, when he traveled to Poland, back to Poland, you know, politicians, their arms were shaken when they would shake hands with him because they knew what he was going to bring. Yes, he was going to bring a lot of attention, but he was going to put that attention in the right direction. He was going to orient that direction and that attention toward the good, what is holy, what is beautiful. And this is what we need in our world today, peace. And so as the Holy Father goes to Baghdad, he's going to go, as he says, as a penitent pilgrim of peace, as one who seeks to unite and to bring that Spirit of God there. So we'll pray for him today. All right, let's go to our Maroon Moment.
The Maroon Moment on Iowa Catholic Radio is underwritten by Golden Rule Heating and Cooling, where they obey the rules to live by, online at goldenrulephc.com.
Max and Jackson, good morning to both of you.
Good morning. How are you?
Now, this is the last one until, I think, what, April?
I believe so. A few weeks.
And is spring break? Is that one of the reasons?
Yeah, we have finals next week and then a couple weeks of spring break after that.
Oh, finals. Now, how's finals going to be looking this year? Is it any different than years past?
A little bit, yeah. We're not doing a semester. We're doing two quarters. So our first quarter is ending next week with finals, okay. And then we start a whole new set of classes following spring break.
I see. Well, I see here there's quite a bit. We'll get to as much as we can. We'll start with Mr. Ferguson and student activities. There is an optimist club. I like that.
Yeah, so we have a big congratulations to Taylor Ibach and Caleb Rennes, who were selected to be Dalian's 2020 to 2021 optimist club representatives. So the Optimist Club organization recognized student leaders who have committed themselves to service in their school and their community. So,
very cool. I like it. Dowling Hockey with a big win.
Yeah, Dowling Hockey defeated Lincoln Roosevelt in the annual Pink in the Rink game last Friday by a score of 7-1. Notable two goals were by senior Ben Tessaw and two goals on an assist by C.J. Spellman.
Now tell me about...
Team gets to play two games on Saturday, March 5th, taking on Waukee.
And tell me about what the freshman class is doing. I think they're called Blessing Bags.
Yeah, so the freshmen have an annual project, and this year it's called Blessing Bags. These little bags of supplies and little gifts for the homeless. So freshman officers planned this project and promoted it, gathered over 50 freshmen to help put these bags together, and over 80 Dowling families donated over 500 items for the bags. Our goal was 50 bags, but we ended up putting together 142 bags.
Very cool. Very cool. Now, the academic decathlon has gone virtual.
Yeah, so we want to wish the academic decathlon good luck at state on Friday and Saturday. Eight students will be competing in the virtual state competition after qualifying in the January regional. The students already took the essay portion of a test a week ago on Friday and have to take seven more tests in the areas of math, science, art, music, literature, economics, and social sciences.
Very cool. There's some missionaries that are coming to Dowling Catholic through Ut Fidem.
Yeah, so Damascus missionaries from Centerburg, Ohio are going to be at Dowling Sunday through Tuesday, and they're putting on a go-on-mission evangelization training for students. As well as an evening that will serve as a beautiful introduction of praise and worship. They're also going to offer two nights of mentor formation for all of our Ut Fidem mentors. So something really cool to get involved in there.
That is neat. And finally, people to people, Miss Diane Fear. What do we have here?
Yeah, so people to people is continuing the pillar of almsgiving. Money donated by our students and greater DCHS community are donating to help Bonjour Islamic Daycare and Elementary School in Liberia feed its 312 students for a year. It costs only $21 to feed a student for an entire year, which is incredible. This wonderful opportunity is brought to us by Mary's Meals, who is honor of Mary Feed Hungry Children Around the World. Students may donate in theology classrooms, the cafeteria, and online.
All right. That's Max and Jackson. Great work, guys. God bless you.
You too. Thank you very much.
Moment on Iowa Catholic Radio is underwritten by Golden Rule Heating and Cooling, where they obey the rules to live by, online at goldenrulephc.com.
All right, coming up second half hour, Katie Prejean McGrady. I'm going to see if I can get to these saint quotes to kind of ignite our Lenten journey right in the middle of it here. If I can't, I'll push it to tomorrow. But you know me, I'm not going to skip over those entirely. John Lee Nettie in the morning right here on this Thursday. Thanks for being a part of the show today, friends. Thanks to Dean Bell for underwriting the show. I don't know if he's going to have time to breathe this March. He is so busy, he was telling me. And I don't think I'm going to be able to get my lunch with him. I try to go to lunch with him every year. I don't know if that's going to happen this month, but residential re-roofs, 30-plus years now, and a man that knows that above business is always his faith. Roofing, residential roofing, all throughout central Iowa, 963-4494, 963-4494. Father Andrew now with today's Gospel and Reflection.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to the Pharisees, "There was a rich man who dressed in purple garments and fine linen and dined sumptuously each day. And lying at his door was a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, who would gladly have eaten his fill of the scraps that fell from the rich man's table. Dogs even used to come and lick his sores. When the poor man died, he was carried away by angels to the bosom of Abraham. The rich man also died and was buried, and from the netherworld, where he was in torment, he raised his eyes and saw Abraham far off and Lazarus at his side. And he cried out, 'Father, Abraham, have pity on me. Send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am suffering torment in these flames.' Abraham replied, 'My child, remember that you received what was good during your lifetime, while Lazarus likewise received what was bad. But now he is comforted here, whereas you are tormented. Moreover, between us and you a great chasm is established to prevent anyone from crossing who might wish to go from our side to yours, or from your side to ours.' He said, 'Then I beg you, Father, send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, so that he may warn them, lest they too come to this place of torment.' But Abraham replied, 'They have Moses and the prophets. Let them listen to them.' He said, 'Oh no, Father Abraham, but if someone from the dead goes to them, they will repent.' Then Abraham said, 'If they will not listen to Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded if someone should rise from the dead.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Jesus tells this parable as a reminder to the Pharisees that there is life after death. Then he challenges their thought that adversity is a punishment for sin. It also illustrates the reality of heaven and hell and the impossibility of movement from one to the other. Notice that Jesus doesn't condemn the wealth of the rich man. He's critical of the man's attitude, which enabled the wealth to blind him to Lazarus's plight. Hence, it's another reminder that sin comes not from outside the person, but from the heart.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio, John Leonetti in the Morning, and The Maroon Moment is provided by Golden Rule Heating and Cooling. Since 1999, Golden Rule Heating and Cooling has been supporting customers with their rules to live by. Respect, understanding, loyalty, expertise, and service. Golden Rule Heating and Cooling is a family-run business, reminding you of the Golden Rule. Treat others as you wish to be treated. Golden Rule Heating and Cooling. GoldenRulePHC.com. Thank you, Golden Rule Heating and Cooling, for your support of Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you to Bozen the Florist for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio, Dowling Catholic Football, and Catholic Connection with Teresa Tamio.
What better way to send a message to a friend or a loved one than a beautiful bouquet of fresh-cut flowers? Hey, this is Tom Bozen from Bozen the Florist. Our family business has been helping Central Iowans send messages locally and around the world for almost 100 years. Whatever the occasion, whatever the message, we can help you say more with Bozen. That's 244 Rose, 244-7673, or visit us at Bozen.com.
Thanks for joining me. John Leonetti in the morning right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Appreciate you being a part of the show. Katie Prejean McGrady coming up here soon. International speaker, author, now radio host on Sirius XM. Talked to her about that, which I think is cool. She's still with Ave Explores, and they're going to be talking about the Catholicism Around the World podcast series that Ave Explores is launching. Julie Nelson, I believe it's her, host of Catholic Women Now. Yes, it is going to preview her show coming up here sooner. Saint of the Day as well. All right, Deacon Tony Valdez, let's offer our day to Almighty God. And we offer this morning offering also as we unite with our Holy Father, Pope Francis, and ask for his safety as he travels to Baghdad tomorrow.
God, our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all our thoughts, words, joys, and sufferings in the union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus and the Church, pray for us. Saint Joseph, her most chaste spouse, protect us. Amen.
Amen. And we also ask Our Lady to pray for Pope Francis as he travels to be that pilgrim, as he says, of peace. Let's go to Mark Amadeo now, news and sports.
News and sports with Mark Amadeo.
Hello, sir.
Well, good morning once again, John. How are you on this beautiful Thursday morning?
I am just, you know, I've been up since 4 for no reason. No reason whatsoever. I just got up, couldn't get back to bed. So that was kind of, but that's fine. You know, I feel, it's kind of strange. You know, when my body does that, it just kind of wakes you up and you're up really early. You kind of skip over that tired, lagging feeling, you know, that you kind of get maybe for the first 30 minutes or an hour. And it's just kind of like a shot of adrenaline almost. So I don't mind those mornings. That means I'm getting old, though.
John, that could be the result of instead of getting the flat tire repaired, you ended up buying 4.
Yes.
There is a used car dealer, slightly used car dealer, Joe Schmoes over on the northwest side. He wants to talk to you about purchasing a vehicle. Yeah, he does. Joe Schmoes, he's been there for many, many years, and the business kind of comes and goes at times, but he'd love to talk to you if you your car in, and he'll talk to you about that.
I have a hard time saying no to anything. As I said in the first half hour, friends, I went in with a low tire, and I ended up walking out with 4 brand new ones. So they told me that's what I needed, so I went with it, but I'm not the best.
What should have been probably a $20 or $30 repair bill for a flat tire.
In fairness,
when you showed Teresa, when you showed Teresa the bill, what you paid, I can't wait. Do you have the look on her face?
Well, it was definitely somewhere a double take, but it was more because of the brand of tires that were put on my car. I don't know anything about this stuff. I've never heard of this brand. I just said, "What's this?" And they said, "Oh, this is a nice tire." I said, "All right, put them on." And she said, "You got those?" I was like, "Well, that's what they told me to get."
Oh my goodness! You got to start reaching out to people that have been in the business know a little bit about tires.
Now, in fairness,
I do all the time because I know nothing about it, but I reach out.
Yeah, in fairness,
bother them.
They could not pump the tire up; it was too low. So for them to be able to do, because there was a nail in it, so there was something lodged in it, so it was not going to be able to be as easily repaired. But they did a great job.
A lot of folks
want
to talk to you, John.
They did a great job.
They want to talk to you.
I'm assuming I'm a man, a trusting man here. I am assuming they did everything right. I think they did.
Please walk into more businesses from now on, John. Just walk in and, hey, John Leonetti, I heard about your tire experience. Well, we have one for you at our store.
Yeah, I need to have
and
Jimmy.
We can make this happen.
Do my negotiating from now on.
That would be a start. Yes, yes.
There we go.
Oh, my good. I just shook my head. I said, I can't wait until Teresa saw that bill. That had to be an expression of no. $30, and we're talking a little bit more zeros behind the 30. I can't believe you did that. My goodness.
That's the way I roll.
Well, you know what, John? Enjoy your new tires today as you stroll around looking at this beautiful weather.
Yeah. I'll do my best.
You will. All right, all right. Right now from the WHO TV 13 Weather Desk and meteorologist Megan Selwa, currently at the Mercy One Studios in Des Moines, we have mostly clear skies. There's some patchy fog. I think most of that is burnt off right now. 33 degrees, an east-northeast wind at 6 miles per hour. And keep in mind, we did have some refreezing overnight, so be mindful of those stairs and sidewalks and driveways, so be mindful of that. Girl State basketball tournament's in town, and welcome to all the fans. Semifinals begin this morning at 10 o'clock at Wells Fargo Arena and continue all day. And a reminder about sight lines. When you're out there driving the east-west streets, that sun is sitting right on the, right over the highway if you're going towards the east this morning, so be mindful of that. Today we'll see a mix of clouds and mostly sun, a high of 58 degrees, east winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, overnight low of 29 degrees, and then tomorrow, partly cloudy, dry, high of 55 degrees for your Friday. And the weekend looking pretty good here in central Iowa, highs in the lower 60s, both days on Saturday and Sunday. Well, in the news on this Thursday morning, as the coronavirus pandemic loosens its grip here in the state of Iowa, Iowa's public universities are unveiling ways to hold in-person graduation ceremonies this spring. News releases from both Iowa State University and the University of Northern Iowa tell how they're developing plans for modified commencement ceremonies. The University of Northern Iowa says graduates will be allowed to bring in a limited number of guests, and ceremonies will be live-streamed for those who can't attend in person. Iowa State and UNI say all graduates and guests will be required to wear masks and be socially distanced, and some events may limit the number of people who can attend. The University of Iowa is still working out the details of its plan, but does plan to offer an in-person option for their commencement. Today's sports report is brought to you by Big Red Q Quick Print. Yesterday, women's college basketball in the Big Ten. Yesterday afternoon, number 10 Indiana defeating the Iowa Hawkeyes 89-80 in Bloomington, Indiana. Dowling Catholic alum and freshman at the University of Iowa, Caitlin Clark, leading the Hawkeyes with 32 points, 5 rebounds, and 5 assists. Big 12 play last night. The Iowa State women defeated Kansas 83-53 in Ames. Iowa State's record improves to 16-9. Tonight, it's men's college basketball, and three of the Big Four universities will be in action. Beginning at 6 o'clock tonight, Iowa State on the road at Texas Tech, and that game will be televised on ESPN+. The Big Ten, Nebraska is at Iowa, and the Hawkeyes rank 5th with a record of 18-7. That'll tip off at 8 o'clock, and that'll be televised on the Big Ten Network from Carver Hawkeye Arena. And finally, the Missouri Valley Conference basketball tournament gets underway in St. Louis, and it'll be Illinois State, the number 10 seed, taking on Northern Iowa, the number 7 seed, and they'll tip off at 8 o'clock tonight down in St. Louis on ESPN+. It'll be televised. Today, there's no Dowling Catholic varsity sports scheduled. Our next high school basketball broadcast here on Iowa Catholic Radio will be this coming Wednesday, March 10th at Wells Fargo Arena, Des Moines, the first round of the Class 4A Boys State Basketball Tournament. Number 5 seed Dowling taking on number 4 seed Johnston. Pre-game at 9:45 in the morning, tip-off 10 o'clock from Wells Fargo Arena. Join Mike Swaim and yours truly for the call next Wednesday here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Once again, from the Mercy One Studios in Des Moines, currently we have mostly clear skies, a little bit of patchy fog in the area, 33 degrees, an east-northeast wind at 6 miles per hour. And today we'll see a mix of clouds and sun, a high of 58 degrees, with east winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. And this has been your Iowa Catholic Radio news, weather, and sports on your Thursday morning. John Leonetti Show coming up. Jimmy Olson, and he has your morning traffic report. I'm Mark Amadeo.
Iowa Catholic Radio News and Sports. Year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports is underwritten by Construction Professionals, Dental Associates, Kemen, Mercy One, the Catholic Tuition Organization, and Ashworth Vision Clinic. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio. Traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Still accident-free and no major delays. Heading into downtown, running 7 minutes in both directions for both the east and west mixture. Again, lots of extra traffic, especially around Wells Fargo Arena this week with the Girls State Basketball Tournament in town. So just use some caution if you're heading downtown. That's traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Jimmy. Let's go to your Saint of the Day.
This is your Saint of the Day on Iowa Catholic Radio.
A Polish prince today by the name of Saint Casimir was a headstrong, rebellious youth. His father wanted Casimir to lead a portion of his army, but Casimir said no. He was a conscientious objector. His conscience would not allow him to participate in the war, and thus there were consequences for that. His father locked the 15-year-old in his room for 3 months in response as punishment. But there, Casimir had change of heart. He preferred from then on instead to spend his time helping the poor. Gave away a substantial fortune. He was also an austere young man, sleeping on the floor, spending a lot of his night in prayer and living in celibacy his whole life. He had little interest in becoming king, but for a brief period of time he did rule Poland while his father passed away. Excuse me, father went away. His father did come back. Casimir died of lung illness at the young age of 23 years old. He is the patron saint of Lithuania, Poland, and Russia. We ask today, St. Casimir, to pray for us. Amen. And thank you to Stephen C. Reed, attorney at law, for underwriting our Saint of the Day, deacon here in Des Moines. Experienced in wills and estate planning. Makes it easy on you because he does that work for you. 30-plus years. 224-1776. That is 515-224-1776. Katie Prejean McGrady after Julie Nelson, who's right now. Well, hello, Julie.
Good morning, John.
I feel like it's been a little while. I don't know. Maybe that.
I know.
You've been traveling or something?
You had, no, but I know last time I was supposed to be on, you had a full show. So
yeah, I think that was right.
Yeah, and you did. It was a great show.
Well, thank you.
Remember.
I appreciate that. What do we got coming up today on your show?
Oh, okay. Kathleen Beckman is joining us today.
Great.
She's a Catholic evangelist and author of many books, but today we're having her come and speak to us about her latest book, A Family Guide to Spiritual Warfare, Strategies for Deliverance and Healing. Now, I know that sounds like it can sound a little bit daunting to people, but it's really interesting. She just speaks to the day-to-day and how little things happen in our marriages or in our family where the enemy tries to come in, like through discouragement or those type of things. And she gives us those day-to-day ordinary means of ways the enemy likes to wiggle in. And then our Holy Mother Church is so beautifully takes care of us. There's so many great protections that we can do to protect our family. And I also think about St. Lucia, the one of the visionaries from Fatima, when one of the messages was that the family would be divided, and that would be one of the last things is the enemy trying to destroy marriages and family. And so that's partly why she wrote this book now. She's seen a lot of people come up to her at conferences, email her about situations in their family and what to do about them.
That'll be a fascinating show. That's coming up this morning at 9 o'clock, friends. If you miss it, you can always get those podcasts of Catholic Women Now at iowacatholicradio.com. All their shows are there. Have a great show, Julie. Sounds great.
Thank you, John.
All right, Katie Prejean McGrady up next. Your diocesan news right now.
Here's your news from the Diocese of Des Moines this Thursday, March 4. I'm Ann Marie Cox. If you have young children and you're looking for ways to incorporate the season of Lent in your home, check out our new Pinterest page. Pin some of your Lenten ideas to our board and pick up some ideas. Look up DM Diocese next time you are on Pinterest. The Catholic Foundation of Southwest Iowa has a multitude of webinars about various ways of giving and the benefits for you. Visit their website to learn more. Tune into Iowa Catholic Radio for Bishop Johnson's show tomorrow at 9 o'clock. Bishop will be talking with Franciscan Father Thomas Daly about his book, Behold This Heart. That's your news from the Diocese of Des Moines. I'm Ann Marie Cox.
Thank you for your support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Did you know when you support Iowa Catholic Radio, you can make your donation go farther by asking your employer about matching gifts? Ask your employer about matching gifts, and thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio.
Need an experienced attorney for legal matters? I know a guy. Stephen C. Reed, attorney at law, is a proud supporter of Iowa Catholic Radio. Steve is a longtime resident of Iowa and is licensed to practice in all Iowa state and federal courts. He has years of experience in real estate law, wills, conservatorships, trusts, and estate planning. Steve's law office phone number is 515-224-1776. That's 515-224-1776.
Thank you, Confluence Brewing Company, for underwriting Christ is the Answer with Father Ricardo and for your support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Father Ricardo is featured daily at 11 a.m. Monday through Friday. Confluence Brewing Company is located off the bike trail south of Grays Lake, confluencebrewing.com.
Bielda Ken Construction.
Not going along with the crowd will help you stand out in the crowd. Builder Ken Construction proudly supports Iowa Catholic Radio. Builder Ken Construction is a commercial general contractor providing pre-construction, estimating, and scheduling services through completion of construction. We can build projects ranging from tenant improvements and historical renovations to high-rise buildings. We build confidence. Learn more about the nearly 40 projects in the Des Moines metro area completed by Builder Ken Construction by visiting www.bdconstruct.com.
Well, I just went out to refill my coffee, smaller cups than usual, so I'm on the second cup already. Normally, those of you that I know or care about me know that I do not operate well on more than two cups of coffee. But anyway, I passed by the board to my left, and on it, it said $197,000, and I just took a step back because every day that thing is growing. And we just got, it looks like, some sizable donations that came in. The largest carathon in history for Iowa Catholic Radio happened just a week ago, friends. And you did it. I mean, we're going to hit that 200,000. I know it. There are still donations that are coming in. $200,000. We never would have dreamed it. Again, you've heard me say it, but 10 years ago, we were trying to raise 25 just to stay on air the next month. And here we are planning for the future. So God bless you and thank you. Let's go to our next guest, Katie Prejean McGrady of Ave Explores and the Katie McGrady Show. Hello, Katie.
How are you, John?
Congratulations.
I'm going to have to get some tips about radio hosting from you.
No. You've got it. This is built in. Your time is now every day, 2 to 4. Is that right? Weekdays?
Yep. 2 to 4 East on SiriusXM 129.
Now, do I get to come on your show sometime?
Yes. Actually, your name. So I have a list of guests. And then I've got like you're not on my backup list, John. You're on my, I know that John will say yes.
I would love to.
We have somebody drop, this is the guy to call list.
There it is. Well, I'd love to do it. I know you're excited for this. This is a big opportunity for you and you're going to nail it. And you know, every day it's just a lot of fun. Go in with that positive attitude that you have. But you're not dropping Ave Explorers. You're still going with them.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, my love of Ave Maria Press runs deep, and what we're creating with Ave Explorers has been, I think, really fruitful and really life-giving. So we're continuing. We're making some logistical changes in the background of who edits the podcast and who contacts the guests. But yeah, I'll still be hosting the podcast and coming up with the content with the team.
Now, there is a podcast called Catholicism Around the World. Is that right?
Yep. So that's our new series going on now.
Well, tell me about this.
So basically, we want to take a look at the church across the map. So what does the church look like in my zip code, 70605, but what does it look like in Ireland? What does it look like in India? We had the awesome opportunity to interview people from all these different countries around the world. So we have an interview with Cardinal Napier from Durban, South Africa. Yesterday's episode was with my friend Joe Kaleo from the Samoan Islands, and it's a really interesting conversation about the intersection of his Catholic faith and his secular work for ending climate change, or at least working to decrease our footprint, so to speak, in destroying his lands or falling into the ocean as a result of climate change. And so we have a conversation about how that is a social justice focus for Catholics in Samoa. And that, you know, calls me to task as a Catholic in Southwest Louisiana who's been dealing with hurricanes. We were able to have this conversation about what does it look like to be a Catholic who's focused on that kind of stuff? We have conversations with people in Europe about how Europe is very quickly becoming far more secularized than I think we ever thought it would, especially since that's really where the church expanded and grew and where the Enlightenment began and how the church responded to the Protestant Reformation and how now church is very much a personal private thing and it almost makes you a pariah in some sense. And so we have conversations with people there about what that's like, about how to continue sharing the faith, really just zooming across the globe and looking at all these different remarkable things that are happening in the church and the challenges that people are facing in the church.
Now, is this ongoing?
It is. So it started a couple of weeks ago and time doesn't exist anymore in my head because the baby's in a sleep regression. So I think we're on week two currently. Week three starts next Wednesday. You can sign up on Ave Maria Press and find everything that we've created so far.
Yeah, and there's more. So it's not just this podcast series, but you're doing a lot of things out there as well, right, with Ave Explorers?
Yeah, so every week there's an article we have from a contributor. We do a Facebook Live every Tuesday at noon central on the Ave Maria Press page with a guest, and then it's the 10 episodes of the podcast as well as social media content about, and this is really cool, saints that are from around the world. So we always find that people love to learn stories of saints and different people who have lived holy lives in all these different places. So kind of those four components, this multimedia outreach experience to help people see the church universally.
You're working hard, Katie Prejean McGrady. Now, it will be the Katie McGrady Show, is that right? That's the name?
It is. It's the Katie McGrady Show. It's just, that sounds like a radio show,
it
right?
It does. I think it's a great title.
Still in my heart. That's why I married my husband. He doesn't know it, but yeah. I pegged him as the guy that could get me into radio.
Now,
someday.
Does he get to be a guest?
Yeah. So we actually have a fun segment where Tommy and I are sometimes like ships in the night with how busy we are. We've got two kids. Sometimes the only conversation we get to have is at late at night. So from time
to
time,
I'm going
to call him. Yeah, I'm going to call him on the show. We'll chat. Rose is usually at school, but every now and then I might keep her home and bring her on the show.
No, it's fun. Yeah. It makes it real. Katie Prejean McGrady, God bless you. Congratulations. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks so much, John. Appreciate it.
All right, friends. That puts this show in the books. Remember, we want to continue our prayer for the Holy Father as he goes tomorrow to Baghdad. This is an important trip, a trip that the world is going to be watching. When you are making that time today in your prayer, just throw up a couple prayers, maybe a Hail Mary. Ask Our Lady to be with him. We know she will, but the Holy Spirit to come upon him and really to baptize the world that he does with that peace, that sense of peace. That's what we want, and especially from this trip. Deacon Tony, would you give us your blessing?
May the blessing of God the Father, God's Son, and God the Holy Spirit come down upon all of us to protect us all from evil and bring us to his everlasting life. Amen.
Amen. I am John Leonetti, friends. Be confident in Christ's mercy and his love today.
Like a tree planted by the water, we never will run dry. So living water flowing through, God, we thirst for more of you. Fill our hearts and flood our souls with one desire, just to know you and to make you known. We lift your name on high. Shine like the sun, make darkness run. Father's heart. Into the world we're reaching out to show them who you are. So living water flowing through, God, we thirst for more of you. Fill our hearts and flood our souls.
John Leonetti in the Morning is underwritten by Golden Rule Heating and Cooling, Bell Construction,
Five Sons Naturescapes,
and Blessman International.